Unit of work allows you to define a business transaction boundary, and then within that business transaction, you can execute multiple database operations in a disconnected manner. So you pretty much tell to the entity framework, hey, do this thing, and then that thing, and then the other subsequent action. And then you hit save, or call save, and then all the actions will be replayed, and it will be executed as a one business transaction, as one unit. So if anything fails there, then it allows you to recycle so that either everything would pass or nothing will pass. All that unit is usually wrapped into a transaction, but it doesn't necessarily need to be. So in general, unit of work pretty much allows a business transaction that is composed of multiple operations to be executed as a single unit.